Kia ora, Coven. Welcome to episode 4, episode 5 of Burn the Patriarchy. Now, for today's episode, as you can see by the title, we are talking about why people choose not to have children. Before I lost my Vixen Temple blog Instagram, I posed a question to my followers via my story. I asked, if you are someone who doesn't want to have children, what is your reasoning for opting out of parenthood? And not only did I receive a lot of responses, but I received a variety of reasons, and it was a really cool experience to read them all. Society pushes the narrative that opting out of having children is a selfish choice, but having looked at these answers I received, I argue that not having children is in fact a very reasonable and oftentimes compassionate and ethical conclusion to come to. So, let's unpack this, shall we? Let's talk about why people choose not to have children. I wrote down all of the responses and broke them into categories. The first category I'll be unpacking is the overwhelming response concerning mental health. I'll start by reading out some of the responses I received in regards to mental health, and then I'll further unpack them. I don't want to pass on my mental illness, generational trauma, etc. My CPTSD wouldn't want me to have kids when I still haven't even begun the years of treatment I need. Mental illnesses and diseases that are hereditary, so I'd rather not pass that on to a kid. People choose to deal with my shit. Kids don't gotta have messed up folks. My mother had children to heal herself, and here we are now having to heal ourselves, knowing that children won't fill the void that trauma creates. I have autism with sensory issues, and kids sensory overload me very easily. I thought I did, but the more I think about trauma affecting my parenting or the state of the world, the more I don't want them. Mental health has always existed. However, the conversation surrounding mental health only started within the recent century. During the 1960s, we saw a rise in our understanding of human psychology. While it was far from perfect, it was a much needed change from a heavily religious dominated society. Prior to investing in an understanding of mental health, most folks suffering with a mental illness were written off as being possessed by demons. I'm certain that the majority of famous cases of demonic possession, which led to death by exorcism, were actually folks living with undiagnosed BPD, DID, schizophrenia, etc. Many of the seven deadly sins are traits that folks living with mental illnesses often exhibit, and therefore folks suffering from undiagnosed mental health were ostracized by society and treated as unworthy of basic human compassion. I was a teenager during the Tumblr era, and while that site was far from perfect and oftentimes deeply problematic, it was how I actually learned about mental health. It was a safe space for folks to come and connect to other folks who were living with mental health struggles too. Many of us suffer in silence due to the "don't make others uncomfortable with your discomfort" rhetoric that, unfortunately, Generation Y was raised with. Many millennials found their online friends to be more understanding of their mental health struggles than the people in their personal lives, and thus we saw an influx of mental health-related content during the 2010s. Again, it was far from the perfect discourse, and it certainly had its flaws, but at the end of the day, it really did help to boost the mental health conversation that was so desperately needed. And now, we see celebrities being advocates for mental health awareness, we see sports stars and influencers talking about it too. People can no longer ignore the mental health crisis that many of us are facing on a day-to-day basis. And because of this, I believe this is why many Millennial and Generation Z aren't having kids. We have a much deeper understanding of how early childhood development is deeply important to a person's long-term overall well-being. Now, I remember during uni, we had a neurologist speak to my theatre class about the brain and early childhood psychology. She explained how important the key developmental years are to our long-term well-being, and how hard it can be later in life to unlearn unhealthy survival mechanisms many of us were forced to adapt as children. Many of us were raised by emotionally unstable or just downright abusive parents who were projecting their trauma onto us, and many of us are choosing to break the cycle. Some folks are breaking it by choosing gentle parenting, which I absolutely love, and some people are choosing to break the cycle by not continuing the bloodline. Essentially, the logic here is, well, I can't traumatize a person who doesn't exist. And our world really doesn't need any more adults who struggle to function. And that's coming from an adult who does struggle to function as a result of my childhood trauma that I'm still trying to heal 3 years into therapy. The gentle parenting community are doing the mahi for us. They're creating a generation of compassionate and understanding humans. So shout out to my gentle parenting folks. Your kids may genuinely heal the collective and save our world. Speaking of the world needing saving, that brings me to the next category that popped up. Not having kids because the current state of the world is no place to be having children. Again, I'll read some of the responses related to this and then speak on the issue myself. I think bringing a child into this cruel world is selfish. I refuse to bring a black baby into the world in this state. I don't want to bring a child into a fucked up world, but I feel that by adopting I can make a difference. The economy is so bad, if I could even afford it, they would grow up in a worse world. This planet really doesn't need any more humans. I'm open to adopting or fostering, though. The most eco-conscious decision is to not have a kid. Many kids are waiting for adoption. You may have noticed a recurring theme in regards to this category, and that's that the idea of adoption was brought up quite frequently. This presents the idea that some people do want kids, they just don't feel the urgency for their kids to biologically be theirs. They would rather adopt and give a home to a child in need. However, unfortunately, adoption is expensive and not always accessible to everyone. And while some folks mention the idea of adoption, others view the state of the world as reason enough to be 100% childless. Capitalism is destroying the planet. Power-hungry patriarchal systems are causing wars and stealing innocent lives. How the hell are we supposed to want to bring a child into the world when currently our own future doesn't even feel secure? Every time I turn on the news, I'm reminded of how disturbing the world is. Nothing about the economy, environment, or our sociology makes me want to bring a child into this cruel world. We as humans are only in recent years having conversations that black or trans lives actually matter. How messed up is that? Many governments are still ruled by mostly straight, cis white men who have no experiences in half of the matters that they have an influence over. For some folks, until we see the patriarchy dismantled, white supremacy abolished, and a long-term plan on how we are going to effectively save Mother Earth, we would feel too scared for our hypothetical child to want to bring it into the world. The next category that people who don't want to have kids fall into is one that is simple but made complicated by societal expectations. Category is, I just don't want to have kids / I don't like children. That should be a complete sentence. But instead, folks who express that they simply have no desire to have children are constantly told that, oh, one day you'll change your mind. So, let's read aloud some of the responses and see if you can notice a voice in your head judging these folks for being selfish. I hate the sound of their crying or yelling or to have to wake up in the night to feed them and so much more. I want a career and money. I'm selfish. I don't want to destroy my body. I hate kids. I love my wonderful life where I get to be selfish and do whatever I want. I've never felt motherly and I like to spend my money on myself. I just don't want them. We shouldn't be constantly pressured to. I literally cannot think of a single reason why having kids would be a good idea for me. I don't want kids because I enjoy my life as it is. I like the freedom. I simply just don't. They won't add value to my life. Because children fucking suck. I have no motherly instinct. I feel nothing there. Call me selfish, but I just don't care for kids. It made me sad how many of these responses noted the possibility of it being selfish to think or feel this way. Now, I did note that a lot of the ones that seemed to express a sense of guilt over not wanting kids came from women. This really speaks to the shame that society places upon a woman for not having a desire to have children. Like most little girls in the early 2000s, I grew up playing with dolls. Ah, the joys of growing up as a girl in a patriarchal society. We have motherhood imposed on us from such a young age, while boys are given toys like plastic toolboxes and toy trucks, things that lead to labor work, whereas us girls were gifted dolls, play kitchens, and plastic food. Now, I don't blame my mum at all for buying me these things. And to be perfectly honest, I did like dolls growing up, and I still kind of have a soft spot for them. I just don't like the idea that I was encouraged to like dolls because it helps feed into my motherly instincts and plants the seed in my head that one day I'll be a mother myself. I blame capitalism and patriarchy. From a young age, we are grooming children into gender roles and to aspire towards work and procreation. Instead of letting kids just be kids, we are slowly planting the seed in their mind that one day the boy will grow up to be a provider while the girl will grow up to be the nurturer. And as for gender non-conforming kids, well, they unfortunately weren't given the time of day when I was a child. And in the eyes of patriarchy, they still aren't. In my experience, women especially love to insist to other women that they'll one day change their mind about not wanting kids. They argue that our biological clock will catch up to us in one day, even the most stubborn anti-child woman will be desperately looking for her eggs to be fertilized. It's a frustrating conversation to end up in, because it feels as though the person is trying so hard to convince you of something that you've already made up your mind about. And also, isn't even their business, nor does the choice to remain childless even affect them. At a young age, we're expected to decide our career paths and know what we want to be when we grow up. But there's no way we can know for sure whether we want kids or not. It feels as though they're almost trying to say to us, look, I know you don't like the idea of kids, but if you just had some of your own, I'm sure you'd love it. Of course, I'm being hyperbole here, but it really does feel like this is what they're getting at. And this is really concerning to me, because you don't get to have a free trial of a baby, and if you don't like it, you can return it. There's no undoing having a kid. When you have a baby, it becomes your responsibility for the rest of your life. And I think sometimes even parents tend to forget that babies are a whole ass human being. They're a lifelong commitment that you at no point just get to opt out of, especially if you're the mother. Unfortunately, in our patriarchal society, fathers more often than not get away with abandoning their kids. So for women, having a baby can actually feel like a contract. To me, the idea of having a baby terrifies me because it's essentially my responsibility to ensure that this meat suit of flesh and bones grows into a functioning member of society and not a threat to themselves or those around them. That is a huge, huge responsibility that I don't feel ready for yet and may never feel ready for. And I oftentimes think that sometimes parents even seem to forget this responsibility or take it for granted. They get caught up in the idea of having a cute wee bubba, and then suddenly that baby becomes a toddler with a developing personality that you have to help mold so that they don't spend their adult years in therapy. And it doesn't stop when they turn 18. They did not ask to be born, so you owe them your support for life. I don't know about you, but the thought of that currently terrifies me. And again, I may change my mind one day, but for now, fuck that. I think a lot of folks in the generations above mine had kids because they felt pressured by society to. All their friends were doing it, it's what their parents did, and their parents before that, and so on. It's just what humans do. Husband finds a wife, they buy a house and raise a family to continue to turn out workers to feed into capitalism. Ah yes, the perfect nuclear family. But not all of us want that, and from my experience, I don't even think a lot of people who ended up in that situation wanted it either. Having worked as a sex worker for almost 4 years, I've met my fair share of people, and people tell sex workers their deepest secrets. Having worked as a sex worker for the past 3 years, I've met my fair share of people, and people tell sex workers their deepest, darkest secrets. Something I have had confessed to me by mothers and fathers is that folks struggle with hating their kids. I've had folks express to me that, I swear I love my kid to death, but sometimes I think if I could go back in time, I wouldn't have had them. Or, my kids are somehow the best yet worst thing to ever happen to me, and sometimes I wonder if the cons outweigh the pros. I've had people, especially other women, look me dead in the eye and say, don't ever have children. Be childless. Enjoy your youth. So, it doesn't sound like they're having very much fun now, does it? Now I'm going to read out some more miscellaneous responses that I didn't categorize because I just found them interesting and I'd like to read more. After a long time, I finally love my life and my lifestyle and I don't want to jeopardize that. I have a genuine phobia of pregnancy and what it would do to my mental health / body dysmorphia. I'd rather pursue my career and a child would get in the way of that. We don't need a reason, just like we don't typically ask why someone does want kids. They destroy all your stuff, throw up on you, scream, and don't let you sleep. I don't feel qualified. I'm too spontaneous. I love life. I don't want any restrictions from what I want to do. It doesn't fit into the life that my spouse and I envision for ourselves. To have time to explore the world with anyone I choose, and to be honest, I don't think kids are my crew. I'm happy with my fur babies. Now, I don't have enough time to read out or unpack them all, but what we can see here is that there is no one reason for not wanting kids. The reasoning is complicated, subjective, and extremely versatile. I feel that millennials and Generation Z have been made aware of the long-term commitment that is having a child, and we are thinking long and hard about it before just following the tradition of our parents and grandparents. It is completely ethical and selfless to choose to be childless for whatever reason, whether it's because you can't afford it, it feels like it's too much hard work, you're concerned about generational trauma, you're scared of the current state of the world, or that you just don't like children. Whatever the reason, it's valid. And as one of the responses noted, why don't we ask folks who want children why they want them? Why do we just accept it as the natural way of life? Is not wanting kids unnatural? While it does go against our prehistoric ancestors' desire to recreate in order to ensure the survival of our species, I believe we've reached a point in civilization where not everyone needs a desire to have children. And that's okay. If being childless is your idea of happiness, then you pursue that. And don't let anyone try to convince you otherwise just because they have a different idea of what success or happiness looks like. Our worth is no longer measured by our ability to produce the perfect nuclear family. It's the 2020s and the world is finally opening up to new ideas of relationships. A man and a wife and a few kids isn't the only family unit that exists. My cat Oberon is very much like a son to me. Your best friends can be your platonic family. Queer relationships exist where some may adopt or have a surrogate child while some remain childless. Heterosexual or queer couples and hetero-presenting relationships can be childless. Non-monogamous folks can have children, or we too can choose to be childless and pursue connections with multiple lovers. You don't become a family when children are thrown into the mix. You become a family when you decide that you are a family. Family is love, not an egg and seeds. As for me, I'm currently 25 years old at the time of recording this. I remember being a little girl thinking that I would have children by now, not out of a genuine want or desire, but simply because that's what I thought girls did. We grew up and became mothers. I've always been a career-driven woman. I'm extremely passionate about my writing and my performing, and as many people noted in their responses, I think children would get in the way of that. I've seen how much mothers especially have to abandon their sense of self in order to raise their children, and that responsibility really terrifies me. And as you've heard in my episode, Let's Talk About Abortions, I was once pregnant and was given the opportunity to become a mother, but I quickly decided not to. I didn't even question my choice. I knew as soon as I was waiting for my pregnancy results that I was going to have an abortion. I wasn't ready to be a mother that age, and I might not ever. But I also might decide one day that I do want to have children, but I know that that'll only be when I'm 100% ready. And by ready, I mean financially stable, knowing that I've lived my life for myself and chased all my dreams, and hopefully will be with a decent partner who won't abandon my children like my father did me. Okay, we'll talk about that later. But for now, I do just want to note that if you are listening to this and you are a parent, ka pai. That's cool as, and I hope that you're having a great time being a parent. If you're someone that meets childless folks and your first thought is to convince them that they don't know true love until they've had a baby of their own, please stop doing this. It's inappropriate and it's really none of your business. Someone choosing to remain childless is no one's business but their own, and I really wish that we would stop trying to convince people that are childless to want to have children. Leave the babies to people that want to have kids, that want to provide the best life for it possible, and let the rest of us who are content with not having kids be content with not having kids. And if people are childless now but later change their mind, don't hold it against them like, oh, didn't I tell you? Circumstances change, people change, and that's okay. But stop trying to convince people that they want to have children when it's okay to be childless. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Burn the Patriarchy. I hope that you enjoyed yourself, and that if you are someone that is childless, I hope that this made you feel more validated, because it really does sometimes feel like in this world, it's the worst thing in the world to confess that you don't want to have children. You're made to feel selfish or cruel, especially if you're someone with ovaries and has the potential to get pregnant. But again, it's your choice, and you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. Aroha nui, coven. I'll see you all in the next episode. Tena koutou for listening to the show. Burn the Patriarchy podcast is an independent podcast written and hosted by Vixen Temple in Aotearoa. If you'd like to support the show, you can donate via my PayPal in the episode descriptions, or you could leave me a review and subscribe to the show. Tena koutou for listening, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Aroha nui, coven. Burn the Patriarchy.